Greetings and welcome all you angels, eagles, and commanders to Tara and Rama's Friday night hard news call. We are so grateful that you have joined us here this evening. This is Rainbird, and I'm going to bring us into this beautiful session tonight with calling in those seven sacred directions. So let's just take a few centering breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and let go of all the dross of the day and go into that heart center and find that place of peace there. I have Rattle here helping me. Greetings, all you good gatekeepers of the East. Come join us here at this round table. We are so grateful for you, Rising Sun, bringing that promise of a new day, those new beginnings. Thank you for that illumination. And thank you for all that love energy you send to us each day. I give gratitude to Condor and Eagle, those high flyers, connecting us to that spirit space like that. Showing us that there really are no boundaries and giving us that good big picture so that we might understand the oneness that we really are. So thank you, all you spirit keepers of the East. Thank you for joining us here tonight. All you gatekeepers of the North, come, look this way. Join us here as we gather around this round table. We're grateful for our teachers. And our teachers' teachers, and our teachers' teachers' teachers. Thank you. Thank you for your life. Thank you for that part of you that kept those teachings alive and in use and bringing them to the next generation like that so that these wisdom pieces may not be lost and these teachings may not be lost in the songs. So thank you. Thank you for midwiving us as we walk our path in the spirit world. And thank you for witnessing what it is that we do here and the ways that we grow and the ways that we become better every day and more connected in that unity consciousness. So thank you, good ones of the North. Thank you, White Buffalo Calf Woman, for bringing us that sacred pipe, showing us that way of praying. And thank you, Buffalo, for bringing that abundance. Showing us when the earth isn't right. In heading in another direction. So thank you for your sensitivity that way and your generosity. Thank you, Elk, showing us how to carry a large weight on our top of our heads and yet stay in balance. So we're grateful to that Elk people as well. Thank you, all you good spirit keepers of the North. Thank you for joining us here tonight as we do this work. All you gatekeepers of the West, come, look this way. That place of the setting sun. We're grateful for the magic that comes with that noggle space and that place of going within, that place of doing that work by being still and taking an action, that place of prayer, that place place of dreaming, place of creation. We're grateful to bear, showing us how to go within like that. And grateful to horse, showing us how to stand in our power. And jaguar, thank you for letting us ride on your back in the Nagual. We're grateful for all you beings of the West and all those energies of letting go of what no longer serves us. So thank you, death, for in death there is birth. So greetings and welcome all you good spirits of the West. Thank you for joining us here tonight. All you spirit keepers of the South, come look this way. Join us here as we gather around this Rainbow Round Table. We're so grateful for all of our lives and for the community that we are as we come together each week in this way, and in the way we grow corn together and sing those songs and keep that laughter spirit moving in us and growing with our intuition and all of our gifts of telepathy and all these wondrous things as we grow and grow every day getting better. Thank you for all of our communities, the communities in our home and in our work life, in our spiritual life. Thank you, Sal, for bringing us those healing plants, those plant people who in their meticulous chemistry are able to bring balance to our bodies. We're grateful for these plant people in our lives. So thank you. And all you spirit animals of the South, you coyote, reminding us not to take ourselves so seriously and coming with a light heart. And rabbit for being that trickster as well. Thank you for running circles around my dogs. So grateful for that playful spirit that comes with all you good ones of the South. In that way of tending the earth with the furry ones that live close to the ground, the prairie dogs and the groundhogs and the squirrels and the possums and all those good caretakers of the earth, we're grateful for you. So thank you, all you good ones of the South, for joining us. Sky Nation, come, look this way. Oh, we are so grateful for your lives. Thank you for witnessing what we do here on this beautiful planet, this beautiful Gaia Earth. Thank you for your lives and what you have to share. Thank you for all of your teaching. Thank you for your now moment and showing us how to be in that now moment, in that time, space, zero point place. So thank you. And all you other sky people, that moon and the planets and the rain and the storms and the ice and the snow, we're grateful for all of you. For all that you do. Thank you, lightning, for lighting clear thoughts and lighting changes. There's lightning fast changes, like that lightning fast change of Nisara happening in our lives. That one is a good one. Thank you for bringing that one. So, thank you. Thank you, all you Sky Nation, for all that you bring us and enrich our lives. And thank you, all you star people, for enriching our lives as well. We're grateful for you. May our lives be a blessing to you as yours is a blessing to us. Earth Mother, thank you, thank you, thank you for the way you hold us on your breath. Thank you for the way you nourish us from your abundance, from all your kingdom. Thank you for those plant people. And those two-leggeds and four-leggeds and all those kingdoms, the elementals and the divas and angels, the minerals, those rock people. Thank you for holding those records for us like that. And thank you for that heartbeat. We're grateful for those beautiful stone people, those healing ones. And we're grateful for that gem energy showing up like that. Good people doing that good work. With all those people working with these gem spirits, thank you for the way these spirits heal us as well as the healing plant people. So thank you, the mineral kingdom, the stone people. And thank you for the cetaceans, those good guardians of the ocean waters. We're grateful for your lives. We're grateful for the work that you do. We take responsibility for anything that we have done to damage your environment. And we love you and we respect you. And we give thanks for you. And you little creepy crawlies, I see you just really humming as the earth these days. So many hatchlings, being that manna, feeding so many, feeding the bird kingdom and the fish kingdom and so many others. And that good manna for those places where that's a treat to have access to this kind of nourishment. So we are grateful to those creepy crawlies and that manna they offer to us. So thank you. I lead anyone out? I don't know. I'm grateful for all of you, you Mother Earth. There's so much love and so much heart. And a ho'oponopono, take responsibility for any action or inaction that may have done harm. And I give thanks for you. I love you. So with much gratitude and much respect and praise, it is our intention to remember who we are and do this healing, that work to bring you into that pristine place. And I know you bring yourself into it as well. So thank you, Mother, for all your gifts. Ancestors, seven generations back from both sides, and seven generations forward on both sides. Come join us here at this round table, place where we share the same heart, this place where we do this work that needs to be done so that we might move forward. So we're grateful for your lives and for trusting us to be here in this place at this shift of the ages. It is an honor and it is humbling to be in this place and to do this work and to learn to stand in our power and do the work that can be done by us and is done by us. And how we do our prayers and hold our hearts and walk our talk. Walk through our lives. So thank you, ancestors, for all of your assistance. Thank you for those whisperings in the wind. Thank you for standing by us. the home of Takuyasu. Oh, thank you, all you good ones, for joining us here tonight so that we might learn and know and understand more and how to do that, how to stand in our power and take an action and take all the actions we need to take, and how we stay in that place of love and in that place of unity consciousness. And we can take a part as we gather here each week by contributing to the fees that we pay BDS Radio so that this work can be recorded and archived and reviewed and shared all around the world. And this is our gift. And it is our it's our desire that it touches anybody who comes in contact in some way or another, depending on what their needs are at that time. And so it's important that each of us reach deep into that heart space and see what is ours to give. Each week, we need $300. This week, we need $350, which means we did pretty good last week, but we're still not hearing from a lot of people, and that's what we really are searching for right now, is for spread that opportunity out as you give and you receive, and it certainly is true in this case. It's phenomenal, as the intentions are pure here, and gifting in this way is quite profound and valid in that way. So it's an opportunity for each of you to come forward and pay it forward, and it's an opportunity that you can play with. Maybe you can only afford $5. We'll do that and do that every week for 4 weeks and see what happens in your life. See what magic comes forward for you. Make a prayer when you send a gift and see what comes. So as you experiment with this, this is how you can send in some money. You can do it by going to bbsradio.com and clicking on Radio Station 2. Scroll down to where you see the icon for this hard news call on Friday night with Tara and Rama, or the Saturday history call of Nisera and the galactic history, or the Stargate Roundtable on Thursday. That icon is there, too, with Marita Roberts. So any one of those icons will work, and that will take you to where you can make a donation, and that will apply to the particular show that you put that icon on, but we do all this together, so it applies to keeping us gathering each week this way. Another way to do that without having to subtract any bank charges is to just send it in the mail. And that mailing address is BDS Network, Inc., INC. And it's 5167 Toyon Lane, and T-O-Y-O-N is how you spell Toyon. And then it's in Paradise, California. I think you know how to spell Paradise, and so I'll just give you the zip. It's 95969. So it's a great zip for a great place, and we're grateful to BBS for all that they do for us. So know that you can always listen to these archives for free. You can go to the archives as transcribed by Penny, and know that these are notes that helps you find something and helps you notice, well, what do I want to hear? Do I want to hear more about this or that? So you can work with this and have this access to this information in this way. So it's kind of fun. Lots of gratitude for Penny for doing this note-taking and getting this on the board like that. It's very useful, and as we might be wanting to teach or explain to somebody else, we have this resource. And so with much gratitude to all those involved with that, thank you, thank you. And then as you would be sending any a donation to Tara and Rama, their mailing address is Ram D. Berkowitz, and that's R-A-M D as in David, Berkowitz, B-E-R-K, OWITV. That street address is 1704-1704-B, as in boy, Llano Street, LLANO, and number 249. So again, 1704-B, Llano Street, number 249, and that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The zip there is 87505. And then as you're sending something, if you could email Rama and let him know, that email address is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999@comcast.net. And also, you can make a donation on the website. The web address is 2013rainbowroundtable.ning.com. And there's a donate button right there on the homepage, and then another donate selection just above the blog section in that website. So either one of those will work, and you can make a contribution into Rama's PayPal account there and put a memo on it. And so there you go. Another good way to make a donation. And then as you might be needing to make a phone contact with Tara and Rama, you can always contact Marita at this number, 317-773-0061. And so that's all we need to know about that. I would like to mention that if you're mailing a donation to BBS, you might put a attention Don on the envelope because he needs to be the one that opens that. And then put a memo in there that it's for Tara and Rama and Marita's shows. And then that completes that. And that's just really all the different ways that we can make a difference in our lives by paying it forward and just sitting back and watch the unfold tenfold, 100 times fold more in our lives as the abundance. That's how we bring abundance into and prosperity into our lives, is by paying it forward like that. And we really want to see more people participating in this way. So we're grateful for all of you adventurous souls out there that want to experiment with this form of prosperity. And 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And I cast this talking stick, this rainbow rose, Quetzalcoatl, emerald green talking stick to Tara and Rama. Greetings!
Greetings!
Oh, everybody, let us all be grateful because Rainbow got a new headset and it works.
Yes!
And thank you for such a sunshiny report and the positive attitude. And I know that it's just like, you know, what we do, both in the physical as well as the spirit level, counts big time right now. And I mean, the stuff that we've been reporting that has gone down has been just atrocious. We know. Yet when something could possibly happen, it had to come from the people. And on this note, at this time, heading towards this first blood moon in a series of full lunar eclipses, 6 months apart, in a formation of a tetrad. And number four is always what? It's spiritual foundation. So we're talking about Serapis Bay. Serapis Bay guards the eternal flame, white fire core of being, flame, in the paw of the Sphinx at Giza. And that flame never stops burning. And so that flame represents that spiritual foundation, which is discipline, which means that as Benjamin Fulford said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, that kind of discipline. So we be vigilant in our meditations, our prayers, our invocations, our evocations, as to confirmation about Nisara already here now, every day. And every day that we do these things and do them together, it's always good to call on all your sisters and brothers that you do it in unison with what all they do too. Because this is the time of world group service. And of any time ever in history where it depended on the people to do something to make the difference, this is the time. And this is the greatest change that has ever occurred in the history of Earth and humanity and all life ever before, here, or in the future, now. That is the critical moment we're in right now. And Rama got to talk to Lady Di today, along with the King of Swords. So I'm going to pass this talking stick to my brother.
And what they shared with me about this humongous story going on here is about how we have moved into the realm of everything is coming up roses, in spite of the fact that we're watching the most heinous of acts going on across the planet. And it is quite a dichotomy to stay neutral and watch all these situations. The powers that know more are just that, no more. They only have what they've been playing with, which is that false evidence appearing real. The King of Swords, along with Lady Di, shared with me the images coming out of the Ukraine are months old, and Mr. Putin is just saying the West is not telling us the truth about what's going on the border of the Ukraine.
And you know, we've got a lot of people now that are really paying attention to Putin. They're saying, this person is something I didn't know about. It's intriguing right now. I'm going to listen.
This is a tough guy with a thin skin.
That's what Hillary said.
Yeah, and somebody
compared to Hillary's skin, you could bet that there's nothing new about that.
He can dance circles around her, and somebody threw a shoe at Hillary
in the other day.
Yeah,
and Hillary said, "I didn't know that." What was she talking about? Sanitation management was such a controversial subject or something. I thought that was pretty hysterical.
Yeah, and the King of Swords, he
quit. It was a very young girl, young blonde.
She got arrested and she...
Yes, she did, but she put her hands up like, yay!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hope they don't hurt her.
No, but all of it is just shenanigans and fluff, because the real story is these guys hold no power anymore. All that they are holding is this fear card, their false evidence appearing real. Playing with that to the nth degree. And a story that is going on right now in Nevada that's gaining more, let's say, news coverage by the hour. And it is concerning the people who own this land, Mr. Bundy and family. And the way the King of Swords and Lady Di put it is, what is it they really want in the ground there on the Bundy Ranch? Uranium. There is talk of fracking. There is talk of water rights. all kinds of issues, and the way the King of Swords and Lady Di put it is this is quite a very serious issue that's happening, because it is creating quite a stir. And I've also heard that the feds are, you know, I read something today. I don't know what to make of it, whether it's true or not. I have to ask about it tomorrow. That Blackwater is getting involved in the mix over there in Nevada, along with the U.S. I mean, they're sending in the feds are sending in people who look like they just stepped out of Iraq with all
they've got the whole riot gear on. Yep.
Yeah.
And militarized Uzis and every kind of unbelievable gun I've ever seen on them.
And the governor of Nevada, I don't know what to make of him other than he is just another shill for the extreme right wing and the powers that are no more. Yet what it is about is this eminent domain land grab. And these people have owned this ranch since the 1880s. And there's talk that this could be another Ruby Ridge issue, or it was being equated on the internet that the shot that was heard around the world where it sparked the American Revolution in the 1700s. Yet what Patty Coulter Robel says in her message about the April energies, fasten your seatbelt, is with this eclipse and this moon, let us focus on, rather than a violent outcome, it is about calling in all of the beings known and unknown as our sister Sue from Louisiana calls in every Stargate Roundtable on Thursday, from the tiniest pixie all the way up to the ones that sit before the throne of the Father.
What did you say about for Thursday Stargate?
All the beings, known and unknown. And we need to focus on bringing in peaceful solutions. That's how peaceful evolution creates magical solutions to situations that can be diffused, rather than with conventional weapons of war or conventional technologies that are not based in love. And I might be talking through my hat, yet at the same time, what this is about is we're in a time like what the King and Lady Di told me today, is there are beings here, whether we can see them or not. They're here. They're on the ground. They're in the physical. Knock on wood. And it is all of these kingdoms are here to help in all of these situations. That's the real magical issues that are happening. All the rest is about the distractions that have to do with.
Yeah, but we are also embodying the angels and the fairies in action.
Yes, we
are. Let me just read a little bit about this because
it's yes, pretty. And we have an anonymous piece to play.
Yeah, we got time for that. Even anonymous went after this issue here. What's so exciting about this particular piece is there's another piece behind it too about what happened with the post office. Maybe you can turn that on too. They say You cannot hang out on the net without seeing updates on this story, with plenty of commentary and videos, some of which you can access via the hyperlinks. Now, very seriously, a tank, snipers with the WTH. What's that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, WTH.
I think they were meaning what the F, and they.
Oh, what? No, yeah. WTH. What the heck? What yeah. the hell? Okay, it's Agenda 21 in action. As the federal government had their way, they would be telling us where we can live, where we can play, where we can work, and we would have to have no say whatsoever in anything. The Southern Nevada Militia has mobilized to stand by the Bundy family and his family, by Bundy and his family. And they're nothing to play with either. Holy macaroni. The Governor Sandoval has spoken about it, yet done nothing. The next governor of Nevada, David Lori Vanderbeek, says on Facebook, quote, "I've contacted the family and asked them how I can support them. They will get back to me. I am not going to politically grandstand using their suffering." Sheriff Gillespie of Clark County has told Bundy he should get a good lawyer and constitutional sheriff. Richard Max says Gillespie has no clue what he's doing and should be over there protecting his people from the lawless feds terrorizing the rancher. Yes, it's talking about action. You know, your yada yada about go get a lawyer and spend some money and a constitutional sheriff. Sheriff Mack himself is going to Nevada to support the Bundy family. Impressive. Even Anonymous is on it. For anyone wishing to go to the Nevada ranch in support, there are specific instructions on what to do and not do, what to wear and not wear, etc. on Ben Swan's website. Please be sure to comply. It really is looking like the next Ruby Ridge, yet please let it have a better ending. As you do not know about Ruby Ridge, I posted the video several months ago. It's a dramatic story and hard to believe there was killing going on there. Oh, dear. Yet this is the way the old world order is whipping us into shape, making us submissive, stripping us of our rights, and wanting us to live in fear. The Constitution means nothing unless the people and the law enforcement officers who took an oath to honor it enforce it with their very lives as necessary. So many Americans are being tested these days. It is painful to watch. However, one thing is certain. There are enough awake and aware people and enough constitutional sheriffs that the terrorist feds are will ultimately be disemboweled. Shark bait. You all may also have heard about the 250 drivers, United Parcel Service drivers, fired for standing up in protest over a co-worker. Take that out of here, please. Who was illegitimately fired. Somehow the brown truck is not doing it for me anymore. Very bad PR. So many people called. 2,500 plus. The CEO of UPS and signed the petition, 105,000, that they relented, the United Parcel Service relented and gave all the drivers their jobs back, as well as the original driver they were supporting. Corporations are not going to be allowed to run roughshod over sovereign citizens. Human rights matter. Hardly a day goes by that I do not hear of another victory over the people somewhere in the world who took on the cabal and their lackeys and won. It may seem like nothing is happening out there, yet people really are waking up and taking action to retain their unalienable rights. Let us hope the protest scheduled for May 16th in Washington, D.C., codenamed Operation American Spring, will be a success and send a message to the United States of America Corporation that the people of the Republic are not going to take their crap anymore. Excuse the language here. For that operation to be successful, however, there will have to be a heck of a lot of people there, and it must not escalate into violence, period. That would be devastating. We just cannot risk that. It will be very interesting to see what comes of that demonstration with such specific objectives. Are there enough awake Americans to pull this off? Visit patriotsforamerica.ning.com. Best of luck to anyone fighting a battle with the feds. And as Sheriff Mack says, may cool heads prevail.
This is what the King of Swords has said. We should.
This is very, very, very cool. Even though a lot of these people still think Barack Obama is at the core of this problem.
Yeah.
And that's for those of us who know better to wake them up to. You know, there's okay. Rama wants to play something from Anonymous. There's a ton of action going on all over this planet. So join the party.
You
ready?
Go.
Okay, Anonymous.
Greetings, world. We are Anonymous. After 20 years of battling the U.S. government for use of his family's land, a Nevada rancher's one-man range war may soon end. The family says heavily armed federal agents have surrounded the ranch as trespass cattle are removed from the disputed land. Clive and Bundy, the last rancher in Clark County, Nevada, has, since 1993, refused to pay fees to the federal government for the right to raise cattle on land his family has ranched since the 1870s, according to the Washington Free Beacon. After years of legal wrangling, the Bureau of Land Management attained a federal court order to have the Bundys, nearly 1,000 head of cattle, removed, according to the family. Bundy says the government is taking the task seriously, arming the agents with military-style weaponry. They're carrying the same things a soldier would, he told the Free Beacon. Automatic weapons, sniper rifles, top communication, top surveillance equipment, lots of vehicles. It's heavy soldier type equipment. Carol Bundy, Cliven's wife, said hundreds of armed Bureau of Land Management and Federal Bureau of Investigation agents are set up around their property as helicopters circle the area and nearby roads remain off limits. Carol Bundy stated, "We're surrounded. We're estimating that there are over 200 armed Bureau of Land Management and Federal Bureau of Investigation agents. They got surveillance cameras at our house. They are probably listening to me talk to you right now." The government agents and their contractors have seized 234 of the 908 cattle. The removal will cost the federal government as much as $3 million, the Free Beacon reported. This battle has been going on for 20 years, Clive and Bundy said. He also stated, "What has happened the last 2 weeks, the United States government, the bureaus are getting this army together, and they are going to get their job done, and they are going to prove two things. They are going to prove that they can do it, and they are going to prove that they have unlimited power to do it, and that they control the policing power over this and all public land. That is what they are going to prove." The family said their son, Dave Bundy, was arrested for taking photos of State Road 170, which had been closed by the Bureau of Land Management. Dave was aggressively apprehended by officials for failure to comply with multiple requests by the Bureau of Land Management law enforcement to leave the temporary closure area on public lands. Carol Bundy said five agents took Dave and threw him on the ground. One put his knee on his head, the other put his boot on his head, and pushed him into the gravel, she said. He's got quite a bruised head. Just bruised him up pretty good. A National Park Service spokesperson denied that armed guards were confiscating cattle, though she did confirm security is present to keep contractors safe after they supposedly received threats. Contractors are here, and they are in place to round up the cattle and to bring them to the impound area, Christy Vanover said. As for security, there is security in place, but that is merely to protect the contractors. Bureau of Land Management defends their actions in removing the trespass cattle as necessary, since Bundy did not voluntarily move the cattle after refusing to pay back fees for use of the land. In 1998, the Bureau of Land Management designated 186,909 acres of the Gold Butte area, where the ranch is, as critical for the survival of the desert tortoise population. Bundy had lost his grazing permit in 1993, despite his family's longtime presence on the land. Bureau of Land Management says Bundy owes around $1 million in fees, while the family contends that the sum is more like $300,000. I'm a producer, Cliven said. I produce edible commodity from the desert forage, and all of these things are governed under state law. So, in other words, this type of government has eliminated all of our state law, eliminated our state sovereignty, and has took control over our public lands, and even took control over our Clark County Sheriff. They have taken the whole county over. The whole state, almost. The Bundys said their appeals to local and state law enforcement and other authorities have proved futile. This is just about the power of a government, Carroll said. Our sheriff says he just doesn't have authority. Our governor says he doesn't have authority. And we're saying, why are we a state? Asked Carroll. In a further display of power, the Bureau of Land Management has cordoned off First Amendment areas as designated spots where demonstrators are allowed by the Bureau of Land Management to gather and protest the action. This aspect of the cattle removal has caught the attention of Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval. Most disturbing to me is the Bureau of Land Management's establishment of a First Amendment area that tramples upon Nevadans' fundamental rights under the U.S. Constitution, Brian Sandoval said in a statement. To that end, I have advised the Bureau of Land Management that such conduct is offensive to me and countless others, and that the First Amendment area should be dismantled immediately, Brian Sandoval said. No cow justifies the atmosphere of intimidation which currently exists or the limitation of constitutional rights that are sacred to all Nevadans. The Bureau of Land Management needs to reconsider its approach to this matter and act accordingly. Sandoval added that his office had received other complaints about the Bureau of Land Management, including road closings and other disturbances. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. To the Bureau of Land Management and the Federal Bureau of Investigation Agents, Anonymous will look into what is the action and motives behind your treason on any innocent. So be very well prepared to expect that.
Holy cow, everybody. This is really serious stuff. Yeah, I'm just going to say that's why Lady Di and the King of Swords called Rama today.
Yeah.
And this is not a small thing.
No.
When Lady Di calls, you listen, everybody. That's, remember, she is Lady Master Magdalene and Yeshu's daughter in the body, in this incarnation, and she remembers everything. All is going on now, they said. The 13 families know they are in the toilet, and the toilet is being flushed by mother, and it is quickly spiraling toward the hole at the bottom. I know this sounds like really brash, but this is where it's come to, because these characters have not listened, not once.
No.
Both said, both the King of Swords and Lady Di said, Angelica Merkel is not reading. Whoops. Just turn that off. Just decline. Just decline. Okay. I don't know who that was, but we can't answer. Yeah. Okay. So both said Angelica Merkel is not reading the writing on the wall. Wake me up as it is over. is the line that comes to mind. All of these families, they genetically engineered their entire 12 strand right out of their DNA. And here at the Blood Moon, on its approach, some tricky trades are on their collision course to take the markets and their game right out of here. And the media is showing the old images, like Rama was saying, of the Putin troops. It's not true. And come next week, a crashing halt to the markets is very possible. They said they can't guarantee anything. And it's just like what this is doing here, this anonymous story and the post, UPS service story. It is so important that you and me and everybody we meet, that we, you know, in a sense, like FDR, like Bill Clinton, like Barack Obama, push me. And we need to push, you know, like the birthing of a new baby. And it's time to be insistent because the baby's coming, whether, you know, anybody else is ready or not. And we are the midwives, all of us.
We are birthing this new heaven, this new earth. That's why I keep saying the powers that know more, they know it. And they have no more power. Yet what they're playing with is this false evidence appearing real, creating what you just heard with what Anonymous said.
And this just brings again to mind, I mean, Ed said it again today, it's time for these guys to be taken out of here. And I think he used a little more strong language.
Yeah.
And even Putin, I mean, he said at least all the Rothschilds need to be shot. And they shoot horses, don't they? Yeah.
This is a private conversation, a formal disclaimer, and we love to lie.
And they're taking themselves out right now. Yet this job will happen quite instantaneously. Take those markets all the way down, whatever is going to pull that on off. And those people don't look so powerful anymore. Nada, nada. Anonymous group. With the help of Saint Germain, that was a suggestion, maybe hacking and pulling all the market games going on, all the riggings, everything. Just stop the machines, you know, millions of things going on every second. Yeah, the words, the Nevada could be the shot that's heard around the world. Yeah, we're watching what's going on in Ukraine. Yet, do we have time? No, we don't. We'll have to do that when we come back. I'm just going to say that Obama could declare martial law. Even on this thing in Nevada, he's got ways to deal with that because his own feds are screwing around.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And the Ruby Ray Masters are here. That was the Lady Di's final statement. And that means the goddesses, Lady Master Nada and Lady Master Liberty, Lady Master Hope, the Great Divine Director, also K-17, which is another name in the Saint Germain books for Corton. Commander Corton, he also works with Monka from Mars.
Right.
Corton is Monka's son, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And
Soltec is Monka's son.
Oh, okay. Well, Corton works directly, though, with Monka on Mars. Yes,
they are.
It's time.
Huh? Oh, we got to go. Oh, that's right. So we'll see you on the conference line, 213-342-3000, and the PIN code is 23-23-23-pound. Let's talk more there, and we'll see you at the top of the next hour, the best radio station in the universe. Satnam.